Hey, what's up? Welcome to Apartment 5H. We in the building. Jim's World.
Yo.
Listen, Bianca, I had this discussion with a couple friends of mine, and they said I was bugging out. And they said I was tripping.
About what?
So, I want to ask, I'm glad I have a male and a female in the room, right? And I want to know from, I'm going to ask from you, from a female's perspective, even though I already know the answer, I think your answer is going to be dumb.
What the fuck?
Because I think sometimes in this particular realm, females just, you know, they don't have a clear outlook on what I'm thinking.
Oh, come on. What is it?
Is it wrong for having a wild night at your bachelor or bachelorette's party, right? Whether you had sex, whether you, you know, just had a wild night, you know, you did something that...
Sex is cheating. It's not a wild night, but go on.
Okay, cool. So let's use that, right? A super wild night, let's say sex. At your bachelor or bachelorette party, you're saying yes.
I didn't say anything. I'm listening to the rest of your question.
So actually, is it wrong?
That's cheating.
Okay, tell me why it's wrong.
Because you're still in a relationship. You're just not legally married.
But what about the aspect of this is your bachelorette party?
Yes, but right?
Party. So this is your grand closing party of your life when it comes to relationships. This is the grand closing because you're making a vow in front of God, saying that this is the person I choose to marry. So now, right, this is your last night. You can't do nothing else because you're saying in front of people, in front of God, even though marriage is the wedding is not the marriage, the wedding is the celebration of the marriage.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right? But this, what you're saying to everyone, because you share rings and different things like that, you're saying, I am not going to be or mess with anyone else after this point. So do you feel that it's wrong for this last particular, this is the last time that you could step outside or taste anything new, anything different? And I don't want to use the word new because it could be something old. And like, this is your last hoorah. You still say it's wrong.
Yeah. You're cheating on someone in a relationship. It's wrong.
Even though this is your last.
Even though it's the last attempt that you're able to make, yes.
So then, before I get to Jim, what is the purpose of saying you want to marry this person if when you marry the person that this is also the same rules that apply?
What do you mean?
All right, you marrying somebody.
Yeah.
Right? So you marrying somebody, so that means, you know, it's like, yo, you know, I can't. If you marry someone and you cheat, that's adultery. Right? If you are dating someone and you cheat, you're just cheating.
I knew you were going to go down this road.
you're just cheating. So there's a penalty. There's a penalty by law if you step outside of your marriage.
In New York, yes.
All right, it's not a penalty. All right, it's not a penalty if you step outside of your relationship. So now this is your last hoorah. This is your last time. Last time. Mary is about to get married to Billy. She's only going to see Billy's sausage for the rest of her life. All right, this is the rest of her life, technically, you know, unless you get divorce or whatever, but the plan is for the rest of life. But it said, to death do us part.
I think it is still
wrong. And this is the last time.
It's still wrong. You could, listen, and I get it. Some people go crazy. They like, I get it's the last night, but technically you're not necessarily single.
You keep talking about the single part.
Because you're not single, so it is wrong. So you would be okay with your fiance? You'd be okay with your fiance?
Well, let me ask Jim. Before we ask about the fiance with Jim, do you feel that it's wrong? Bachelor or bachelorette party, whatever, however you feel, you have a wild night. You know, whether it's, you know, something that you know that you could not tell your wife to be or your husband to be to know. Do you feel that that's wrong?
No.
You don't feel it's wrong?
So you're okay with your fiance having one last fuck before she marries you?
It's a double standard.
That's that. I knew you were going to fucking
say that. I don't believe women
that.
Can do what men can do. Like if you had a son and a daughter and your son came home and said, "Mom, fuck five girls today," you might be like, "That's wrong, son." But if your daughter come in and say, "Mom, fuck five niggas today," she's a whore. It's a double standard.
I don't think it's the same. I don't think that is the same notion these days. I think that...
Well, he's giving an example of being a double standard.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. Like, so y'all can have one last fuck before you marry?
You don't want your husband
can?
To just get it out before he comes and just...
You need to get it out before we become committed. Fuck a marriage. Like, before we become committed, get it out.
So what's the purpose of the party?
What's the purpose of the bachelor party?
You're legalizing your union.
You didn't need to think about that.
Because that's a tradition, like, from back in the days. Like, people still do it, but...
But the purpose of the bachelor or bachelorette
party... It's because, right, when you're married, you can't come home at 5-6 in the morning and it'd be okay, unless it's your profession. Other than that, like...
We're not talking about married, we're talking about before the marriage.
Before the marriage. This is what I'm trying to say. A bachelor or bachelorette party, that's for you to, like, go crazy, right? You're hitting the clubs, you're staying out late, like, you're drinking, drugs, whatever, you know, vice is your choice, but you're going to go crazy, you're going to double it.
But just not sex.
Yeah.
That's right. What you're saying.
Like, what's your definition?
No, 100%. No, none of this. Now listen, you know, you get a titty slapped in your face. Like, I'm not saying, look, I get it. You slapping ass, her butt cheeks are in your face. Like, okay.
Would you want to know?
What?
Would you want to know if he did?
Absolutely not. Because if I know that you did that, I'm probably not going to marry you. I called off a wedding. So you're talking to the wrong person. I called off a wedding 2 months before I was supposed to get married. So you're talking to the wrong person.
Because somebody got a titty slapped in their face?
No, because I call him talking to a girl.
Talking?
Mm-hmm. Because I knew it was more than that. It's never just talking. You were about to get married in 2 months. We've been together we were together for a long time. So at this point, it's like, all right, you know, we've been down this road. You're still doing that and we're supposed to get married? Absolutely not. So you're talking to the wrong person.
But maybe he felt that this is my last time.
Oh, I'm getting a little too private. We have to cut this out. Go on.
No,
I'll
but
see
I'm
how
just
I feel.
Saying,
I see how I feel.
Maybe this is that person's last time to say, hey, you know, this is going to be my last ride. Let me, like he said, pause or whatever, whoever pauses.
So if that's the point, you say before your bachelor party then, if it's like that.
Well, I too, I'm going to say I disagree with Jim in this particular part, because I do feel like whatever's good for the goose is good for the gander. So,
really?
100%. If
that's a first.
No, I've always been that type of person.
No,
where,
you haven't.
No, I'm not a jealous
like
guy.
Before.
I'm not a jealous guy, and I don't. They use the word pocket watch. I don't. So if I feel like I can do something,
that
a coochie watch. Yeah, that's what I say. I'm not a coochie watcher. So me saying that to you is like, I'm not the type that's going to say, you know, oh, I can do it, you can't do it. He's saying this double standard. I'm gonna say I disagree with him, but I understand.
Of course,
Jim.
You do. All men.
Right?
Do.
Okay. But if I was going to marry someone, and they had, you know, they wanted to get their last rocks off or whatever, I don't think I would be upset, because at least I know that, all right, she got whatever she needed to get out. I would probably be distraught, but I don't know if I wouldn't call it wetting off. I just probably be like, damn. You understand what I'm saying?
I know what's over with him. But let me tell you why that affects you, right? Because even if you wanted to get over it, when you're at the altar and you're saying your vows, right? There's a certain feeling that you want when you're saying those vows.
Like, yeah, but that was yesterday. Today's today, and I know that.
At the end of the day, the day gotta end. No, it's not like that. Those emotions are gonna carry for a couple of days, like
months.
It's not gonna just go away. Okay, this happened a couple of weeks ago when you had your bachelor party. I'm good. Like, that's not gonna happen. You're still gonna have that in the back of your head, and to do that so close. So when you're supposed to walk down the aisle?
I disagree, because I've went to Sasua and I just wanted to kill one of, you know, Maria.
What?
Yeah, you wouldn't know about that. But I've been there and I wanted to kill, you know, Maria or one of the many. And, you know, I did that and said, thank you. And I came back to New York.
Please don't ever make that sound again.
I'm just saying, I came back to New York and that was that. Like, I was good with just being there. You know, that was... there.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Mm-hmm. When I use the word, you know, whoever, Brazil.
But that's different. But that's different.
Colombia.
So, but you're not going to come home and tell your girl, hey, by the way, I went to Colombia and I got, you know.
Well, I wouldn't tell my girl or my wife to be, hey, at my bachelor party, I got busy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell her that neither. And I wouldn't exactly. want her to tell me neither.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference, right?
But
if you don't
if
know.
If she did, though, are you still marrying her?
I said again. Maybe I was unclear. I said yes.
I don't think you would.
And
I
said
it's
I would. I said I would because I feel like what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's just again, I'm just the type that how could I expect you to accept me for something I did if I can't accept the same for you? Now it's a difference.
I think you're lying. He's lying. There's no way he's a liar. There's no way he's marrying that girl. You're a liar.
You're not Why? Asking questions like, hey, what did y'all do? Did you
No,
get
I don't want to ask. No, what about, yo, did he hit it from the back? What are you talking about?
Did he get some head before you came in here and kissed me?
No.
Yeah, the head makes a difference. The head makes a difference. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm not a man and I can say it makes
a
difference.
I've always had that notion or that discussion with a lot of people, even, and this is also switching gears.
Even coochie eating, that makes a difference.
I've learned that because
that makes a difference.
I've dated outside of my race numerous amount of times. In my experience, white culture. White girls culture, in my experience, I've learned that a lot of white girls give head
yes.
more than have sex.
Yes.
And I asked one girl, I was like, how? I said, you know, and my coach is like, hell no, like you just said, somebody gave you head, like you upset. And she said, well, self, guess what? If I marry someone, I could tell him whether I didn't have sex, I'm still a virgin, I didn't have sex, blah, 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 blah. And their notion or their thought process is, mm-hmm. I'm giving my body to you, whereas mm-hmm. you look at it like, yo, you put your mouth on this guy's pee-pee.
I'd rather my girl fuck than give a nigga some head.
Really?
That's crazy. See, but that's what I said. That he,
head is
I don't,
crazy.
I don't think that way. I think the total opposite.
Did you keep giving him head till he nutted? What, did you stop? Did you come up fair?
Oh, no, it makes a difference. Did they nut in your mouth? That makes a difference too.
This shit is over no matter what. But,
but you see, that's why I said people think differently. Like, again, in my mind, I'm like, I'd rather none. But if it was on the table, I would rather her gave somebody some head than to smash.
So you're forgiven.
What I'm saying to you
I
is.
I think he's lying.
No, I'm not lying. Really, I'm super, super honest. It's like, you know, because a person can't say, I killed. You understand what I'm saying? Because I think, you know, when somebody inserts your girl or somebody who you with.
This conversation
right?
hurts.
No, why you say it hurts? I'm confused.
I feel it. All right, I'm listening.
Right? Listen what I'm saying, right? If somebody smashed your girl, he boom, 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 pounding her out or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, if somebody, you know, if she mopped him off. You understand? She still got a virgin coochie.
Yeah, but she's
but
her
mouth.
Face is in your privates, and on top of that, just because he's not banging her out doesn't mean that she's not deep throating. I don't know. I'm getting too vulgar here, but
like if your girl,
that's the equivalent.
But you still
like
gotta put your peepee.
Like deep throating and banging her out.
You gotta put your penis in right where the guy was. What you call it? Also, so I'm confused.
Yeah, but it's like you know she's going down. Like you know I don't know.
If I walk in a room with my girl and a nigga and it's a group of niggas, like oh my man said he got the head from her. That bothers me.
Now I'm not gonna lie. So that
sound better than yo the niggas killed God. Nigga had her ass up, face down.
Killed is a.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not accepting either one.
If a woman came to me and was like, "I fucked your man," versus he ate my coochie, I'm like, totally like his face was in your pussy. Like, really? Like, nah, that's even more. I'd rather him fuck
and
than
he came home and kissed
eat
you.
The coochie.
He came home and kissed you.
Oh no.
No, you act like somebody can't. They don't brush their teeth. They wash it. You know.
It's still now,
you
know, sits.
You're bugging.
Listen, I have a rule.
Have
right?
you been cheated on before?
Most of my relationships.
And you accept it? Mean, me too.
Okay, most think of yeah, see, yeah. It's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Really
most of my relationships, women cheat more than men.
That's not true. That's yes. not true. That's not true because there's a double standard and it's okay for men to cheat, so they do it more.
I have been cheated on several times. And again,
I'm sorry.
I, you know, don't
okay.
be. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, don't be
we
sorry.
We got back.
Yeah, don't be. Right, so.
Okay.
So again, I am a person that if my girl gave someone head, right, I wouldn't feel as bad because, you know, it's like I think the insertion of somebody pounding your shorty out, having her flipped over, different things. It's like, damn, God.
But her, her on her knees with a nigga holding the back of her head like this.
Yeah.
That, or she on her knees and the nigga doing the Cameron with your shorty.
Oh, you come so on, God. Rico? You know,
yeah,
Rico,
come on,
come
on,
you
God.
Stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that
come on, God. Somebody like this with your shorty and she asked out. He like, yeah, look at me.
Does it matter who? Like, if you know the person? Are you
well,
still
if you know the person, I think that that's foul. If somebody do something with someone, someone
well, not
that
know,
you
know of.
I think that's kind of messed up, too, because you don't want to be around somebody who has those type of stories about the woman that you're involved in.
Damn, New York City.
I still, again, I guess her notion when she told me, I kind of understood. I'm like, damn, that's kind of right. You know what I'm saying? Like, your whole life.
What was her reasoning?
I just told you. So, again, let's say her whole life she had sex with no one, right? But she gave head to 10 different guys. Now, she married somebody. She's technically, she's a virgin. She's a virgin.
Not necessarily.
She's a virgin.
10 different.
It's called oral sex for a reason.
Yeah, but
she's
a virgin, though. So she's
her
not a virgin?
Her coochie's a virgin.
Ain't that what you hitting?
Her butthole's probably like this, too.
Damn,
niggas, I didn't say nothing about somebody
inserting. Girls gave 10 different niggas heads. It's crazy. I can't even think like that.
I've been dated some 10? White girls that would not smash, but they just, I just give you some
no,
head.
I've heard that
I'm
before.
Not smashing.
I've
heard like,
that. Yeah, I've done that, but I can't never take you serious. Ever.
You talk about the girl who did it?
Yeah.
No,
If you give me head and don't let me fuck you, I'm never taking you serious.
You
a head monster. Like if I could just call you up for head and you don't want nothing else but to give me head, you a joke.
You a joke, you said?
A joke.
A joke.
Yeah, this is a joke. That's like a girl just calling me to eat out and she don't want to fuck.
You're a joke.
What? You know what I'm saying?
So
if a nigga tell me my girl, She gave my man some head, yo, but he ain't fuck her. This shit is over.
I'd rather that, though.
Oh, because it's kind of like she was used just for
you
that
ain't
and
even
disposed.
Respect her enough to fuck her.
That's true. I can understand
you just
that.
You telling me you wanted the head?
I don't know why you're taking
okay,
me down
I,
a sick...
What am I wifing that you
you're
don't
You're taking me down like, a sick road, but I get it. I get it.
No, so...
It's like, I mean,
it's a difference if somebody didn't want to kill. But I'm saying if she might have respected you enough to say, I don't want my pH balance or my bacteria or whatever to mess up what I got.
This nigga look at you like a dick sucker. That's how I'ma look at it. Like so I look at you like you good enough for me to have sex with.
So you rather look at her as a dick sucker than a
I'd rather not be with her.
Nah, I can see how that is. I actually can see how that is.
I'm not taking no
I can.
I don't want no girl that niggas ran the train on.
I agree.
If a nigga tell me, oh me and my man, I know some niggas that rent. I could never fuck with you. Even if I loved you, this shit is over.
I agree.
Yeah, I
Train
so.
Is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
If a nigga got you on video, this shit might be over. If a nigga showing video, and you was, this might be over.
Video? Did you do that to someone?
So you wouldn't mess with a girl that she's on video, like somebody videotaped her. Most of these girls got videotaped.
He would have to have enough respect not to be showing it to everybody. If a nigga like violating, like, yo, that's this girl, look, my nigga, I can't fuck with you. Because everybody got video, but if niggas is showing it.
Yeah, no, it's disrespectful. It is disrespectful.
And
I
want to fight. I want to shake the ground. I want, you know.
You
want
to beat the guy up for showing that he killed?
If it's my girl now and you moving around like, yo, he fuck with her, look what I got. When I catch you, we shaking.
Oh, so is it the
you
point that he's showing
ass.
It, or he's saying that, oh, that's his, that's Jim
like,
Shorty.
Like he took
look,
a serious,
I killed.
Look what I got.
Okay. So the fighting part is because he's trying to play you,
yeah,
not the chick.
Because that's what most niggas do. They don't, it's not about the girl. They just be like, oh, I'm fucking self joint. Mm-hmm. They don't even, name the girl.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
self
yeah,
old
yeah.
joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You forget she had a name. She becomes self old joint. Mm-hmm. If you're doing that, we gotta shake the ground.
Nah, yeah, I agree.
Fuck her and keep it to yourself, bro. Don't throw me in the fire. Like, you fuck, y'all did what y'all did. But if you're, like, trying to get a name off me, yeah, we gonna shake the ground. We gotta go outside for a second.
That's inadvertently, like, disrespecting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
And I blame women on the type of niggas they fucked.
Okay.
I'm holding them accountable. If I feel like a nigga's a clown, I wouldn't tell the girl that, but don't fuck me, and then you fucking five other niggas, and I feel like these niggas is nothing in my mind. What do we have in common that you feel like, you know? Don't take me, don't be a whore over there and get serious when you get to me.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
Is what I'm saying.
That's how we started, rapping. I have a song called The Teabag Boys, and that's exactly what happened, right? So I forgot the girl's name. So it was one particular girl that used to be frequent in the clubs. And she wound up smashing the street dude from Brooklyn, some other guy. I think I was like third in line or something. And
did you say The Teabag Boys?
The Teabag Boys. I used to have a rap group called The Teabag Boys, right? That's a pause. So just listen, right, listen. We got to, first of all, hold on, we got a gold plaque, right? So I'm just letting you know that, right? So
okay.
So now, and the promoter may not want his name on out it. So
you were third, you said? You went third.
I was the third, right? I was the third.
I don't want to be third.
Right? She looked good, dog. Keep it real. Right, so the fourth or fifth guy was a prominent promoter, and I think he wound up smashing, and he got upset because she wanted to wife him, right? Mm-hmm. Similar to what you're saying, so he got mad. So one day he was like, "Yo, I'm confused. Like, why she gave you the pee-pee and then want no relationship? Blah blah blah." And then so, you know, wound up giving it to me, and now she wanted to be in a relationship.
Mm.
So he just started like. Maybe he said something, fuck this bitch, da 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 da, this and that. So then we used to have Sunday dinners, and what's the name of that? The Soul Plane was on, and then Soul Plane, you know, he was like, "Yo, I put my balls in the girl's mouth, and you dip like that, right?" So we was like, "Oh, we just call ourselves Teabag Boys." The same day, we went to the studio. I used to have a studio, and we just started rapping. We didn't know nothing about rapping or whatever, and we knew Ron Browse. Ron Browse made a beat for us, and we right. started rapping. That's how the Teabag Boys came, and it was because of that particular situation. And that particular situation, we also made a song called "Give Me $20." No wife in the club.
Give me $20. Yeah,
so
right.
right. So I'm just saying that, you know, that's how that came about. And I do think I know.
You came up with that slogan?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Ron Brown song?
Well, we eventually sold it to Ron.
Get out. Yeah. I don't think that's a well-known fact.
So. Yeah, we eventually, because actually at that time, I'm getting off work. I want to get back to the girls. But at the time, at Teabag Boys, it was a guy made a slur, racial slur against female basketball players called them nappy-headed hoes at the time.
Don Imus.
So then they banned all things that was negative toward women. So we wound up getting dropped.
Mm.
And Teabag Boys kind of like, they felt it was negative. You know, now you can say, yeah, I put my girl's mouth or whatever. So we wound up getting dropped.
Mm.
And if you just hear the original version of Give Me $20, it's Ron, me, the promoter I'm talking about, another promoter, DJ, and a rapper, Red Cafe, was on there also.
Oh, sure.
And so we all made this song. Then we wound up just selling it to Ron and it was just Ron alone on the songs. So us doing that, that's how that happened. But again, it sparked from a woman, you know, smashing the, you know, like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked it him, per se. But sometimes, I guess, women may could do that and they just may like that particular guy more or anything. He might have cooked for her or something. He might have did something.
Or even the connection. I think sometimes, you know, when you're intimate with someone, like, you know, different, you have different connections with people that you end up doing stuff with. So maybe, you know.
Nah, fuck that. if you was like a whore with everybody else, I don't want.
She got to be a whore with you.
Yeah. we're not going to.
So you think every girl that you've dated, somebody ain't slept them out?
Hell yeah, most of them. The good girls that I come across, I fuck over. I only, for some reason, be loving the whores. The shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The good ones, they're just no fun. It's just something. Whores be like the fun. It bothers the fuck out of me. But yeah, they.
It's a lot of guys like that.
The good girl, like I got married in New Orleans, had a good girl, lawyer. It didn't work.
No.
To come back to New York and whores.
Do you think you could have had a conversation with her and said, hey, you know what? I want to step out and do something. You know, okay.
She was super fun until we got married. We got the house, had the baby, she tried to change me. Listening to fucking Uncle Pete, Guns.
Mm-hmm. I just spoke to Guns too. That's crazy.
That I married his baby mother's cousin, I married in New Orleans. She lasted a little bit. It's over.
I think that's important. I think that a lot of women sometimes change once they get a certain commitment. And I think it is important to still keep things like it got spicy. You still got to keep it fun. You still have to keep it fun.
Those questions that men hate, well, I do, on those dates, like, what do you see yourself in 5 years? Mm-hmm. And what do you want to do with yourself? I hate them fucking questions.
Well, I mean, some women want to know.
But she wasn't asking them when we was having fun. Mm-hmm. But as soon as we got serious, it started to be, I don't like what you do for a living. And why you be with your uncle so much? And you and Corey Guns, y'all be flying around. That wasn't a problem before we said I do. Mm. So we can't change this now. Now you want to get me a job.
That I agree.
You work upstairs making $100,000 a year. You want to get me a job in the mailroom downstairs so I can't move around. No thanks.
No, that I agree. I think that when you have a relationship with someone, like, a lot of times, that's what it is. So it's either, I mean, there are certain things you can change for someone if you love them, but for the most part, like, this is what it is, and you got to take it or leave it. And, you know, I do agree with that. I do agree with that.
But do you really love them, or you just like the way you guys look together?
I don't know. I mean, I ain't committing like that to nobody I don't love.
Right.
So
I mix up fun and love sometimes. Like, I be having fun, and then it get different. It get weird easy sometimes. Like,
that's because you're kissing the mouth, so that's why.
Not really.
Yes, you do. I could tell. You got the beard.
No, not really. No,
you are stupid.
Because
you have a beard, you're kissing the mouth. You are stupid. That's not actually true.
Yeah, I don't know. Really.
Women love guys with beards. Oh, my God, I just want to kiss him. He's fur.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he wants to kiss her.
Have you ever able to get a girl that you didn't know anyone else that smashed?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
In New York, in America?
Yeah. So I think I'm weird because I like the quiet girl in the corner. I'm more of that. I don't, or normally, I'm the one that the first in line. So let's say somebody's out, right? And most of the time, this might be the new one, the new girl or whatever. I usually kind of like go for those. I don't like to go for the popular girls. I think a lot of guys in New York want to go for the popular girl because I don't know if they want to be popular or they want to show themselves that they can get somebody or something like that.
Yeah.
So most of the time, I'm like first in line.
First in line sounds crazy.
First in line is good, though. First is good.
First is always good.
Then he has to come back to us and let us know how it was, and then it's our goal. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, constantly
talking
about?
Like, I'm first in line. Like, you could just be like, oh, you know, I'm the first person she did. First in line. Like,
yeah.
Damn.
Like, you know, like, if you look at, you know, our New York City star rosters, I could be like, yeah, you know, and I was probably the first person or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of times before they got the surgery, maybe, or whatever. Because mm-hmm. most of the time, I'm like, I'd rather that. Also, I don't like, you know, out here, a lot of men, you know, to me, they feel like they still attached to certain women. They always feel like that's always mine. I've hit once, it's always mine. Or
I feel like that.
Fuck on yourself. And, you know, I'm like, damn, my G, like, you know, it's over. G, it's my turn now, you know.
turn is crazy.
You understand? And so, again, you know, or they throw salt in the game because I've never been that guy. You know, why you dating him or why you messing with him?
Yeah, he got this.
You know, I start snitching and pillow talking. You're like, damn, come on, guys, what are we doing? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do that.
So to answer your question, to my knowledge, no.
That's the perfect answer. To my knowledge was what separated.
Yes, to my knowledge. To my knowledge. Because I don't want to sit here and then somebody's like, yo, man, I killed before you. Remember
I never got a girl that I didn't know someone else that did something with.
Really?
That's crazy, God. You gotta look at your choice in women, then, God.
It's fucked up.
If someone's telling you that, that's a problem. If he's telling you that, that's a problem.
I feel like everybody knows somebody that fucked somebody.
No, I'm telling you, most of my kills, I think I didn't know anyone. You know what I'm saying? And even if we got mutual, I don't mind. And you,
he goes for the nurses and the teachers. That's why that are usually.
I got a couple nurses and teachers. I still know somebody that fuck. Mm.
That's crazy.
Wow.
But that's why I said I'm not into the it type of, you know, most of the, you know, and I call them low mileage. So let's say if even on social media.
Oh my God, come on.
Whoa. No, what's low mileage?
When I say low mileage, listen, you didn't let me finish what I was saying.
It's different levels of low mileage, so I want to
listen
hear
what I'm saying. Let's say social media. If you got more than 3,000 followers or something like that, I'm good.
I get that. I like that.
You understand? Like, if you, I gotta look. You know, if you.
But you still want to fuck?
No. I probably wouldn't even. I'd probably just be like, I'm straight. I'd rather go for the 3, for the person like 3,000
more than
under.
10 is like.
No. 10,000 is too many. 5,000 is too many for me. 3,000 and lower.
If you following more people than the people that's following you back, I'm good.
That too. That's a red flag.
Yeah, that is a red flag.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Definitely a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Basically.
If you under niggas' comments, I'm cool.
That I agree. Unless it's like a regular post. Like
what's a regular post? If a nigga in the gym and you like it, we got an issue.
We had this conversation.
If a nigga's in the gym with no shirt on, 2-3 in the morning, and you go ahead and you tap that.
Can't like the way somebody look?
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, I don't agree because...
If you in the bed with your wife. If you in the bed with your wife.
If I'm in the bed, she shouldn't be...
That's
something
different.
That's
disrespectful.
If you sit on the couch with your wife.
Same thing.
And y'all watching TV.
Uh-huh.
And whoever's doing pull-ups with no shirt on, and she like, damn.
So is that the same for you liking a girl, a bartender girl that's twerking, and you like press a light? Is that the same?
It's a double standard.
No, now you're going too far with the double standard. The physical double standard, I get it. Because even me, like, unfortunately, I know what it is, so I hold myself. I know there's a double standard, so I know there's, as much shit as I talk, there's certain things I know I can't do. But that type of double standard, no.
But you're not liking people with their shirt off. They're not liking the pictures, are you?
I'm not.
I don't want my girl liking niggas' pictures with their shirt on. I don't.
I could, because I'm saying...
But you could like girls, showing their ass.
Yeah, I'm a double. It's a double standard. I like the way she groove into the song. It's a double standard.
More champagne for
him. That's so if I like the guy with no shirt on in the gym, maybe he has a nice tattoo. Maybe he has a good pair of sneakers.
I ain't going for that.
Why not?
That sounds stupid. Yeah,
no, it sounds stupid. So it doesn't sound stupid that you're, I like the way she dances.
Funny. I like the way that ass look when she doing the dance. It is a double standard. It is a double standard.
No, not when it comes to the internet. All bets are off with that. Physical, I get the double standard. Not that. If you can like a bitch twerking, I can like a guy in the gym.
Okay, but then when your man asks you, what do you like about that? What's your response?
He has nice sneakers. I'm a sneakerhead. Hello.
I'm a sneakerhead. We're going to be divorced. It's not going to work.
You know
me. Damn, self, so you're forgiven. I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither. No, me neither. I'm surprised.
I've never been the jealous guy. Or the insecure guy.
You have cut off people for way less. The conversation that we had
If somebody wear Uggs
like
and shit like that,
ago.
Like I'm like, yo, I can't do that. I can't do a girl that wear certain the newer Uggs. I'm cool with
that. What if they still new?
The Uggs to me is just
not the 2011s. No,
I don't know the name of the. That's what they.
No,
call
I'm
them?
Calling them 2011 like Uggs, like those Uggs. And
I can't do that. I can't.
No.
Like, yo, you come to me with, man, I'm good.
Even
sweetheart.
If she fire,
I'm good. You can't be fired with Uggs on. You can't. It's like impossible.
You're so stupid. She better have the boots on.
Okay, that's tough. But you're forgiven. Hey,
no, he's not. You cut off someone for less. I'm not gonna mention her name. You didn't like the fact that she was outside in the parking lot, like talking, like you cut off for that.
I don't remember that.
I'm not even gonna put your business on blast.
Somebody was in a parking lot talking.
That she was hanging out with your ex. Like, come on, man.
No, that wasn't the reason why we broke up.
Oh, she was a girlfriend.
Was, yes.
Broke up.
Okay. Yeah, we're in the parking lot. We're getting parking lot.
If you
was fucking with a girl and you found out she fucked someone that you looked at like, are you still fucking?
Wait, say it again.
You wiped somebody. Oh no, not wiped. You liked her. You was fucking with her. You liked her, and then you find out she fucked somebody that you felt
below you.
Not even could be below you, but just damn, you can't like me, and you fucked him too. Are you cutting them off for that?
No, because I think that sometimes in life, I've done a couple deuces, a couple fours.
I got deuces after midnight. It don't count.
Wait, what's a deuce? Isn't that a shit?
It ain't a 10. It's a deuce. 1 to 10. It's a deuce.
Oh, a number 2, a 2. In ratings and on looks. Got it.
Once the liquor kick in, and the DJ say last
you
don't
song,
do a 2? Last call. I'm horny? Maybe not a 2, but I'd do a 4.
5 at least. 5. Come on, guys.
Sometimes they laugh.
Unless she has a great personality. I think if she has a great personality, she's
we ain't even gonna get to know. We won't know.
So what would it take for you, like a 4? Like, what is it? Her hair is not, you gotta like something.
So it's hard to get women with everything. You know what I mean? So like they'd be real pretty, no body.
Uh-huh.
Fat ass, no titties.
Yeah.
Really nice body, super ugly face.
Yeah, yeah.
Or have everything and be dead broke and live at home with mom. So you got to pick.
But I think you are going to cafes.
What do you mean?
No, those are even worse.
The girls on the computer on the cafes?
Yeah, those are even worse. They got too much time.
They in a cafe, they got to use the cafe Wi-Fi. All right, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys.
I still don't.
I don't believe him either. Forgiving
is
crazy.
It's an angle to what he's doing right now. Pause.
100%.
What you mean?
Can't be forgiven.
He's not. He's a liar.
If he wife a girl and he walk into a spot and a nigga say, yo, my man said she was fucking booty booty, he gonna be like, what?
He's not going home. He's a fucking liar.
That's crazy.
Anyway,
yeah.
Time to talk hip hop because you're lying. Okay?
Apartment 5H.